Hey crew, my name is Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager podcast. I started my career as a fashion intern in New York City, working my way up to a retail and brand director for Nicole Miller. I was recruited to move to LA and be a retail director for the Kardashians at the ripe age of 24. What I didn't realize is just how badly the stores needed marketing. So I had to bootstrap and figure something out so I could reach my goals as a retail director. At a time when almost no brands were on social media, I got the Dash stores up and running and grew the Instagram 58% in a few months to 1.2 million followers by creating a simple brand guide. Once you understand your brand and who to market your brand to, you'll be golden. Flash forward 7 years, I started the Social Media Manager to help up-and-coming social media managers to navigate this crazy field we decided to be in, and to also help business owners who want to try to grow their brand online themselves. The Social Media Manager is now bigger than I could have imagined, and I couldn't have done it without all of your support. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get this whole social thing down, shall we? Let's go. Okay, hey crew, I hope you're all having a great week so far. I definitely am. I am securing more and more clients and just feel more and more confident with myself and my business. I say this now, but I guess I should confess that on Sunday, like most Sundays, I had a little anxiety about my career. Like, I'm 33, right? So I don't think that's all that old. But now that I coach high school students, and one of the little assholes said I've been out of high school longer than he's been alive, made me second guess some things. Like, do I want to manage social media accounts forever? Man, I don't know. I feel like it's such an underrated career sometimes. We are such capable, creative, strategic, smart, overworked beings, and it's not always appreciated. Don't get me wrong, I have some really great clients, but I also feel like at times I don't have the capacity to continue to work as much as I do. Like the last few vacations I've been on, I had to work a little, at least, every single day of those vacations. And I do this now. I work every single day. Not every career demands that, but being a social media manager requires a lot of attention. Like, of course, you can pre-schedule your content, and that's all great and amazing. But what about reels? What about TikTok videos? What about stories? What about your engagement and keeping up with your audience? Even on days that I say I don't work, I am working, like for an hour at least that day. Either posting something that can't be scheduled or engaging with an audience that requires some attention, responding to comments or messages, you know, prepping for an early Monday meeting. So it is what it is, right? We choose this career because marketing is fascinating and ever-changing and fun, ultimately. But it causes many of us, myself included, burnout. And I'm burnt out sometimes. When I spend a few hours batching content for a brand, after I feel, you know, so relieved, but then I have to do it all over again in a few days. So I don't want to complain. I just want to be candid. Especially since so many of the listeners are young, up-and-coming social media managers, it's important to understand what you're getting into. And I'm just one perspective. There are so many awesome social media professionals you should be listening to and learning from so that you can take all the information in that you can and make an educated decision about your future and how to not only navigate it, but how to make it into the career that you want it to be. So since I'm 33, I've been doing some thinking. I think I am a fairly great business coach, but I'm bad at taking my own advice sometimes. Like so many of you have done a coaching call with me, and I seriously love it so, so, so much. It brings me joy that is hard to honestly say in words. I feel connected to so many of you, and I've created a lot of long-lasting friendships with some of you, and it makes me honestly feel really good about what I do. But I get in this weird spot where I'm like, I'm not even marketing my own business or my own podcast even. I'm just lucky that I know how to use keywords so that my podcast shows up in searches. Literally, I knew that buying the domain, thesocialmediamanager.com, would pay for itself in a short amount of time. But I have done zero marketing on the Social Media Manager. It's so terribly time consuming. It's like taking on a brand new client that doesn't pay you. So right now, I mean, I'm lucky that I have clients that pay my bills, but I also need to start thinking about the future of the social media manager. How can I scale this business? I can only take on so many clients to do social media management and take so many consulting and coaching calls each week. So what else can I do? Well, there's quite a few things I think that I can do. And if I was giving advice to anyone else that wasn't me, it would be this: create a course that people can buy at any time and take it at their own convenience. This would eliminate having to schedule calls and people canceling and having to reschedule and so on. Plus, I can reach so many more people in a smaller amount of time. So instead of just providing, you know, one-on-ones, multiple people can enjoy the service at once. I'm putting a lot of thought into that and how I can transition the social media manager to help more people and, quite honestly, help myself from getting too burnt out. I should mention that I actually really love one-on-one calls, like a lot, but beyond the one-on-one calls, I have to be able to scale my business beyond that. Owning a business is pretty crazy. During the pandemic, I, along with so many others, decided to quit their shitty corporate job and pursue the discovery within themselves. It's fascinating how determined we can be. And when you invest yourself into your dreams, that investment becomes a part of your growth as a human being. Once you invest in yourself, whether it's monetarily or when you invest your whole soul into believing in yourself, it's truly when you feel free. The outcome, although challenging at many, many points, is so incredibly humbling. And when you learn that you can fight for yourself in the way that you'll need to when working for yourself, you'll realize just how strong you are. And you, dear listener, are so strong. I know it's scary. I'm still scared a lot. Sometimes I wake up and I think, will I have this client tomorrow? Maybe not. Maybe I'll need to find another one. And what if I don't? The important thing to remember is that our brains are so powerful. They're so powerful that they dictate all that we do. But if you think about the most powerful people, say, in the world, they're always leading with their brains. Power is dangerous. Brains are dangerous. If you could try to switch gears and lead with your heart, you have the recipe to success. Hear me out. Say you want to go for a run. I apologize. I use running and working out scenarios a lot because that's honestly just what I'm passionate about. So say you decide you want to lose weight and you start running. What's the first thing that happens? It's usually your brain saying, or you can sleep in, or you can get Starbucks first, or you can get some work done so you aren't so behind. Say you're mid-run. Say you were strong enough to get out the door in your workout clothes and start running. What does your brain do? It tries to stop you. Your brain literally works against you. Your heart is what got you out the door. It knows that once you hit that pavement or trail or gym floor, your endorphins skyrocket and your heart knows that that is exactly what you need to feel fulfilled. But your brain is always the one thing that says you're not good enough. I want you to join me in making a pledge to listen to your heart. Soon, you'll train your brain to think in your favor. It won't be easy and it won't always happen. But you can completely change your life once you realize your brain isn't you at all. What does your heart say? Does it say that your life is worth living, not working all the time? Does it say that you're enough and that everything you're doing is building the foundation of your future? Does it say that you deserve literally everything you ever wanted? Because why the fuck not? We've only got so much time on this earth, and we're programmed through our brains to work and to pay bills and to be stressed and to make up narratives that don't exist. Let's all take a pledge to stop this. We can do so much if we just do a little believing. Do you believe in yourself? Sometimes I ask myself this. And sometimes the answer is no. But when I answer yes, man, something about that positive answer changes my entire outlook, my entire attitude. I'm not going to sit here and say that every day is going to be amazing once we finally invest in ourselves, but it's important to note that we need to quiet our brains once in a while and turn up that really cool song you just heard for the first time, and you're just mouthing the wrong lyrics right now, but soon you'll know all the words. You'll have the confidence to go to the concert, sing the song loud and proud, and go home knowing that you were part of a larger, greater happiness. Okay, someone seriously needs to stop me when I come up with these ridiculous metaphors. Maybe I'll just apologize right now. Sorry. When you work for yourself, and I know many social media managers do, you may come across the same question that my dear listener and friend Ethan asked via email, which was, at what point in this business do you feel it becomes necessary to become an LLC? This was such a good question that I completely changed my scheduled podcast topic so that I could answer this sooner for him. And also, you know, for anyone who is interested, which I think many of you are. Let me start by saying I'm honestly not that qualified to answer this question. So take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt. I myself have started an LLC, but this was back when I had a vintage business. I sold vintage clothes and I started an LLC because the research that I did, it showed that when it comes to taxes, it's actually much easier to understand the difference between like your personal finances and your business finances. So that's why I did a LLC in the first place for my vintage business. Now, I have to tell you guys, I actually am not an LLC right now, or I shouldn't say I'm not. The social media manager is not an LLC at this point. I am still a contractor, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm doing my taxes right now. They're due soon, and it's really confusing. It's a lot of work. I feel like it ends up being a little bit more expensive. It's hard to differentiate like my personal purchases and business purchases, and especially when my business is so much of my life. So it really kind of made me start thinking I need to separate my personal finances with this business that I have. And in order to do that, this business needs to become an LLC. The reason why I would choose LLC over maybe like a sole proprietorship or S-Corp or something like that is because my business is pretty small. And so I don't need like a board of directors, like an S-Corp. And in terms of like a sole proprietorship, the thing with that is that I don't want to be liable for all of the social media manager's expenses, or like say a client sues me for some reason, that would come out of my pocket instead of the business's. So to answer Ethan's question, I do think an LLC is a very smart idea, but you're just getting started. And right now it might be better to just be a contractor under your social security number. You don't have to file as a business. You just take your 1099 and pay taxes that way. And once you start getting some more clients, that is when I would start your LLC. I'm just so glad that he asked this question because I've been thinking a lot about it, and I spent the entire first portion of this episode talking about how I need to scale and how I want to really grow this business. And in order to do that, it is time for me to get my business up and running as an LLC. So that's what I plan to do. But again, I don't know a lot about this. I was talking to a friend of mine who is in the finance world, and he suggested maybe talking to like a financial planner, because when you start making money, you're going to want to put some money away for retirement. You're going to need some money for your medical bills. So this is, you know, really important to actually have someone who knows what they're talking about when it comes to the financial part of your business. But for me, as an experienced business owner, I would say that it is important to become an LLC, at least when you're totally ready to make your business your full-time gig. All right, so that is all for today. Keep your questions coming. It always inspires me to talk about things that you actually want to hear about. And I really appreciate it. So hit me up on Instagram, DM me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm a social media manager. I'll be on all of the social media platforms. So find me and let's talk about exactly what you want to hear about. Okay, so I'll see you next week. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Ciao, crew.